Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about selecting and caring for a real Christmas tree. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. John, what is a real Christmas tree, and where do you find them?
Amy, a real Christmas tree is one specifically grown for decorating this time of year. All our growers in Mississippi operate choose and cut farms. Because of our warm climate, the species we grow here dry out quickly when not in water. Since freshness is critical in selecting a real tree, you are guaranteed that from one of our choose and cut farms. And you can find the nearest farm to you online at www.southernchristmastrees.org.
And what are the varieties of Christmas trees grown in Mississippi?
They include Leyland cypress, which has excellent needle retention when watered, and it's non-aromatic if you have allergies to conifer trees. Arizona cypress and eastern red cedar, these all have tiny flat needles that are aromatic, but needle retention is generally only 2 to 3 weeks, so they should be cut later after Thanksgiving. Virginia pine is an aromatic and with tree with excellent needle retention and sturdy limbs. And all of these trees tend to have full canopies.
And are there any other choices of a Christmas tree?
Yes. A number of our growers are starting to plant giant arborvitae and Mexican cypress on a trial basis, so you can be looking for these species in the years ahead. A number of our growers also sell pre-cut trees imported from states further north. It's very important, then, that you check freshness. Needles should be green and persistent, and the branches should be flexible. Fraser fir is a premier Christmas tree from the southern Appalachians. It's aromatic, has firm, well-spaced branches and soft needles with excellent needle retention if kept watered. Colorado blue spruce has firm, well-spaced branches, but the needles are sharp. Scots pine has aromatic fragrance and firm branches, and the needles are also persistent even when dry. And white pine also has very good needle retention, but prune trees tend to be very full.
Okay, now how should a real Christmas tree be installed in the home?
Once the tree is cut, it begins to dry out, so it should be placed immediately in water when you get home. Keep it watered and cool, which slows the drying. Buy a tree with extra stem length and cut at least 1 inch off the bottom, a little more if it had been in pre-cut tree, perpendicular to the stem, and put it in a bucket of water or a tree stand immediately. Use the proper size tree stand. You need 1/4 water for each inch of trunk diameter. And if the tree is too big to fit in the stand, get a bigger stand. Don't try to whittle it down to make it fit. Check the water level regularly, frequently the first day, and at least once a day thereafter. A real tree taking up water is less fire-prone than an artificial tree.
And what other considerations should people give their real tree?
Keep the room a little cooler and keep the tree away from sources of heat, like fireplaces or heating vents. Use the miniature or LED lights, which don't get as warm. And discard light sets that have been cracked or have frayed wires. Don't overload your plugs or circuits. Always unplug the Christmas tree lights when going out or going to bed. And once a tree is dried out, take it down and recycle or put it out for the trash. Do not try to burn the tree in a fireplace or a wood stove.
So tell me some parting thoughts today regarding real Christmas trees.
Freshness in a real tree is critical, so go to a farm and choose one, or make sure the needles and branches are flexible. Keep your real tree in water. Decorate with LED or mini lights. Recycle or discard the tree once it is dried out, and enjoy a wonderful and blessed holiday season.
All right. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.